Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of St. Mary's College. Todd, interesting stuff in both the Democratic and Republican primaries here. And for Marylanders, there still is some interest, I think, in what's happening with our former governor, Martin O'Malley.
Yeah, without question. The Democratic race, well, all of these races are in very early stages. So regardless of what poll numbers show, to count anyone out at this point just would be wrong.
Well, Martin doesn't seem to be getting a lot of traction in the polls, and I'm sort of surprised at that. I mean, I wouldn't expect to see him, you know, going through the roof, but maybe a little bit better than he seems to be doing.
I agree with that, but I think what could help him, as Hillary Clinton's numbers continue to fall and Bernie Sanders' numbers continue to go up, as you get closer to actual voting, people might start asking the electability question. That's ultimately what boosted John Kerry. And if you look at that field, Martin O'Malley is probably more electable than Bernie Sanders. So if Clinton were to falter, I think O'Malley would probably benefit. So it's smart for him to stay in.
Right. And clearly he wants to get into the debate picture, and I guess he is in that.
Yes, I mean, he'll be part of the debates that are scheduled, but he is arguing fiercely that there needs to be more debates because I think he knows that that gives him the exposure that he's not getting right now. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders are getting all of the media coverage right now.
Well, one of the theories is that Bernie will do well in New England, and then he'll fall off the map in South Carolina.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, although people need to remember that in primaries, it is the most partisan activist members of the party base that vote, even in a southern state. So you can't judge primary voters based on what the overall state makeup looks like.
Well, I was just thinking, I think people think that when more of the world realizes that Bernie Sanders is a socialist, I mean, that's horrible. Right?
Self-proclaimed. It could certainly hurt him. Again, I think the big issue from Sanders is, does he damage Clinton irreparably?
He's certainly damaging her right now, you would have to think, or maybe she's damaging herself. I mean, you're right, it's early, it's hard to separate those things. Well, what about Donald Trump? We need to get to him. He doesn't seem to be fading like as a lot of people thought he would.
Right, and again, you know, it's still early in this process, but Donald Trump has a few enemies, and his enemies are the Republican Party establishment and the national media. And those are two groups that, among a certain group of members of the Republican base, just despise. And if Trump is their enemy, that is a ringing endorsement for that segment of the Republican Party base. And the more criticism he gets from those sides, the more those voters sort of rally around him. Well, it remains to be seen whether or not he's got staying power, though.
Well, it's early, as you say, Todd, and we'll be talking about it some more. Thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.